Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Saudi Arabia has offered a $25 million credit deal to South Africa in a bid to boost Saudi exports to this country. The credit agreement's been signed with Standard Bank as part of a bid by the Saudis to diversify their economy away from oil. A similar deal has also been signed with Absa, but no details have been released on that one. We know Saudi Arabia's Zahid Group is in talks to buy Barlow World. Also that ACWA Power, a Riyadh-based company, has signed an agreement to invest $10 billion in South Africa's renewables industry over the next decade. Eskom has suffered setbacks at two of its key power stations, but will that threaten a return to load shedding? Electricity Minister Hosientjo Ramakgopa, quoted by News 24, says the shortcomings have affected Eskom's recovery plan to put more units online at Kuberg and Medupi. And that threatens more than 2,000 megawatts in generating capacity. Ramakgopa says Eskom remains on track to meet its target of 70% energy availability factor. South Africa has been without load shedding now for more than 200 days. At the same briefing in Johannesburg, the electricity minister confirmed that the controversial contract between the government and Car Powership is dead in the water. You'll recall the Turkish company was granted a 20-year deal to supply emergency power via floating power plants. When it was announced, it was met with howls of protest over the vast price tag and the environmental impact. However, a number of court cases opposing the deal remain on the roll. Activists are asking why state resources are still being used to oppose those cases if the deal is truly dead. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the top 40 and the all-share both up just on 0.3%. London's FTSE up 0.5%. Fresh record closing highs for the Dow in New York up 0.5% and the S&P 500 up 0.8%. The Nasdaq remains just beneath a record high, closing up 0.9%. Tokyo this morning up 1.5%, Hong Kong down 1.3%, Sydney up 0.75%. US dollar unchanged this morning at 109 to the euro, the rand at 17.63 to the dollar, 19.21 to the euro, 23.01 to sterling, gold at 2,645, platinum 990, bitcoin just beneath 65,400, Brent crude oil just over $75 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.